Welcome to Simple Sustainable Home. I'm Rachel, the blogger behind Milk Glass Home. My focus is all about making sustainable living easy and beautiful. We're going to slow down and learn about cooking from scratch, gardening and preserving the harvest, setting up a low-waste lifestyle, and keeping a non-toxic home. We have new episodes every Saturday to help you find new tips and strategies to make simple living easy. Let's get started. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Simple Sustainable Home. Today, we're going to talk about food waste, and there's so many reasons for this. Part of it is because we've seen the huge increases in food cost. You know, when I'm posting blog posts or talking to people on social media or in person, they're like, I really have to stretch my money. I have to figure out how to eat for less. And I know it's not for a good reason, but there's that part of me that inside that's like, finally, people want to talk about this because I think it's so important. So from an immediate perspective, you know, food waste is such a huge issue because it causes us to waste our money. It is not being a good steward of our finances. And I read a study once that said that the average American family throws away about $1,500 to $1,600 worth of food a year. And I was like, that's a ton of money. But it makes sense. Like, imagine, you know, $20, $25 here and there. You know, these blueberries went bad, the salad greens went bad, you know, all of these little things. Because that's the thing about groceries is that even when groceries are skyrocketing, these are still typically small numbers. We're talking about maybe eggs are $5 instead of $3. So this is not like buying a car or something really expensive, but if everything you're buying costs a little bit more here and there, and you're buying a bunch of those little things and you're buying them every week, it can really, really add up. So from a financial standpoint, we got to tackle this stuff. But then from a sustainability standpoint, food waste is a massive issue. It has to be a priority. It has to be something we focus on. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about what exactly is the problem with food waste. We're not going to go too deep, just enough information to help you get started. And then we're going to go into where exactly is this system falling apart for us in our homes. And then finally, I'm going to share a few strategies that you can try to deal with this food waste. It's going to be a quick episode. I want you to have all of the information you need so you can make the most of your money, the food that you have, and avoid waste. Right, let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so you know me, I don't really like to get into all of the negative details because I think it can make it a little overwhelming, especially when you realize like how many things we do are unsustainable. And I won't share about some of the things that I used to think when I was feeling really desperate about sustainability because it doesn't really help anybody. But basically, I want you to know I have been there. If you're like having a hard time functioning through the day because you feel like it's all hopeless, it does get better. Just focus on the things that you can control and realize a lot of things are out of your reach, okay? But when it comes to food waste, we're going to talk about some details here because 30 to 40% of all food is wasted in the US. It's a ton of food. It's a ton of food. And it's not just the food that's wasted. It is all of the energy and water and other things that go into making that food. So it's not just, you know, this orange that's rotting. It's the water that was used to irrigate the crops. It's the pesticides. It's the animal feed that goes into raising cows and pigs and all of that. It's the energy and labor and packaging required to process that food so that it can get to you, because a lot of food isn't delivered to you exactly as it comes from the farm. It's the fuel waste, getting that food to your grocery store and getting to your house. So there's so much energy and water and other things that are wasted with that food. It's not just the food waste, but the food waste itself is huge. It's a ton. And I really wanted to understand, you know, where exactly is this happening? Like when we think about climate change, we often realize that the worst contributors to climate change are corporations and industries. It's not you and me. There are things that we do that contribute, like driving cars and things like that. But in general, most of the problems come from a systemic level. And there's only so much that we can really control in our individual lives that affects climate change. That's part of why it's so frustrating. And in some ways, it's part of why it's kind of freeing on an individual level to realize that even really small steps make a big difference. And it feels good. It feels good to me to do things to help the environment and to be frugal and resourceful. You know, I feel like every little day or every day, all of these little things are just another drop in the bucket. You know, I'm just going to keep trying because it feels good to me to keep trying. And I do believe that it matters. And I believe that when we try these things and we share them with other people and we get a whole sea of people making this change, then yeah, we can individually only control so much, but I think we can rally together. Anyway, that's the sort of stuff I like to talk about. I don't know, over a beer or something, but that's a little bit of a tangent. Anyway, talking about food waste, let's think about where exactly in the process does food waste occur? Is it me? Is it industry? Where is it? So if you break it down, about 16% of food waste comes from farms. Some of this is going to be for things like having to leave the less beautiful and lower quality produce and sending the higher quality stuff to market. Because if you've ever gardened or worked on a farm or even been to a farmer's market, you probably know that like real food looks different than grocery store food. And a lot of food that is still perfectly good does get wasted because there's just people aren't going to buy it. That's why there's companies like Imperfect Foods and Misfit Markets. I have thoughts about those things, but they're trying to do something here to fight food waste. I don't know if they actually really solved the problem. That's a different episode. So we talked about the farms. 2% of food waste comes from manufacturing, which might be surprising. So this is turning those raw goods into consumable items or getting them ready for market. And if you think about it, this is where you're like, this is capitalism, right? Like, this is where the money is. The money is in using every speck of the things that you purchased and having no food waste so that you can make money off of it. So you can just imagine all the factories and companies like watching the bottom line and refining it and like only buying exactly what they need so that they can have the biggest profit. I mean, it works though, because there was only 2% of waste from manufacturing. 40% of food waste comes from restaurants, grocery stores, and distribution. So, you know, have you ever wondered, like, what happens to the salad that doesn't get sold at the grocery store? This is a huge part of the waste, because that's basically these companies are buying food with the hopes that you're going to purchase it. You haven't committed to purchasing anything and you want to see a good variety and a good display, but they have to buy all of that to like give you this nice shopping experience. It's kind of fake and it leads to a lot of food waste. It's not great, right? So this is all of those places where people are holding on to food and trying to have it ready for you. You know, if you go to a farmer's market, the food that's available is what's available. Like, they're not going to bring food that doesn't get sold just to give you a variety. But in grocery stores, it's much more likely that they're going to have things that have to be disposed of later just to make it look abundant and plentiful. This is another great reason to check out your local farmer's market or grow some food in your backyard. But side note, sorry, I keep going on tangents. The last place that really contributes to food waste, and you might be noticing we've had some smaller numbers. We had 16% to 40%, and now we are at 43% of food waste. And yeah, it's us. 43% of food waste comes from individual homes. Yeah. And you know, what's the problem with that? Well, so when food goes to the landfill, we already talked about all of the waste that goes into making that food. But when food goes into the landfill, it produces or releases methane, which is 86% more powerful than carbon dioxide. It's a very bad greenhouse gas. And food waste makes up the largest amount of things that go to our landfills and our solid waste facilities. So most trash is food waste. And that food waste is going to release very bad greenhouse gases. And that's just in addition to all of the other waste that goes into this. Like, obviously, it's an issue. It's a big deal. But again, we can only control what's in our own homes. So if you want to take action on food waste on an individual level, it's not about policing what other people are doing. It's doing what you can for yourself. And then, I don't know, maybe very gently offering some suggestions like, hey, you should listen to this podcast episode to the people that you know. Because a lot of people, I don't think, want to waste money and don't want to harm the environment, but they might not know how to do it. Or there might be, you know, preconceived notions about what it means to be eco-friendly. And you and I know there's nothing wrong with being eco-friendly. Okay, the last thing I want to share before we get into some practical tips here is where exactly that food waste is happening in our homes. So 2/3 of all of the food that is wasted at home spoils before it gets used. So this is having food that you don't really know what you're going to do with, and it goes bad before you can eat it. That is made, like, that situation becomes worse when you think about how a lot of food is shipped in or trucked in internationally around the country. So the food's already old by the time it gets to you, and it's not going to have as much time before it goes bad. This is another reason why I love shopping for local produce, because it's picked usually the day before it goes to the farmer's market. And that gives it a longer lifespan. Yes, there's things like fresh berries. They're not going to last very well. You know, berries are really delicate. But I have talked to people who are like, I don't understand how these salad greens last so long. Or I don't understand how this lasted so long. And I'm like, well, it wasn't on a truck. It was just picked yesterday. It's the freshest it could possibly be. So it's going to last longer. And then the other third of food waste in our homes comes from preparing too much. So this is making food and not eating the leftovers. That's it. That's food waste at home in a nutshell, buying more than we can eat and preparing too much and not eating our leftovers. That's it. So from here on out, I'm going to share some strategies to help you avoid food waste so you can save money and help the planet. If you have been trying to live more sustainably, but you feel like you could use a little help, I really want to recommend my email newsletter. You'll get access immediately to my free resource library, and you'll also get my regular updates with all of my recipes, tips, and guides. In my free resource library, you'll first find my printable ebook, A Well-Stocked Pantry, and that's where I break down how I shop for food, keep it fresh, and cook from scratch with ease. This also includes my super popular free pantry staples list and weekly meal planner. In addition to that, you'll get my 30-day sustainability challenge. This is a great way to push yourself out of your comfort zone and try a new strategy each day. You can see all of these free resources and more in just moments when you subscribe. Check the link in the show notes to get started today. So let's think about some things we can do then. So if we know that most food waste is because the food is spoiling before we use it, and then some of the food is, you know, we're making more than we can really eat, then let's try to focus on that. And what I think is the biggest help is to meal plan. So if you have a plan for what you're going to do with your food, you're not going to buy as much and you're not going to waste as much because you already know exactly what you need and you're not buying because you think you might need this. So if I don't meal plan, here's what happens when I go in the grocery store. I will walk through the produce section, I'll walk all around and I'm like, well, this looks good. You know, maybe I want to have this today. And I don't know, maybe I should have some fresh fruit for the week. And maybe I should have this. And maybe I should have that. But I don't actually know what it is that I'm going to eat. I'm like creating this buffet of options that I can choose from during the week. But then, you know, a couple months go by and you realize, oh, there was actually a tub of yogurt that I bought 2 months ago. And now it's moldy. That's waste. You know, when we don't have a plan for what we're going to eat during the week, we don't really know what we should buy. We really shouldn't go to the store because we're probably going to buy more than we need and we're not going to use it all. So meal planning is the number one thing to do to minimize food waste. All right, so I have some tools to help you with meal planning because I know for a lot of people, it feels like a chore, it feels like a burden, it's not something they want to do. And I totally get that. Like, it feels a lot easier to just go with the flow, head to the store, get what you think you need, and move on. But here's what happens if you don't meal plan, at least for me. You know, maybe you're different. When I go to a store and I haven't meal planned, then I'm operating from this hypothetical lens of who I want to be and who I think I'm going to be for the week. And suddenly I'm like trying to anticipate what I think might come up for me during the week, and I want to solve that problem. So I'm like, hey, I think I need a bunch of fresh produce because that's going to be really nice. And I don't know, for breakfast, I should have some eggs and maybe I'll get some yogurt and maybe I'll get some of this and maybe I'll get some of that. And I start to just gather all of these things that I think I'll probably really like. I start shopping for items because I want them, not because I need them. And then, you know, there's always a little bit of sticker shock when you check out because you're like, I thought I was just picking up a couple of things for breakfast. Now this is a $50 grocery trip. Okay. And then when I take it home, I realize that I haven't really thought through what my plan is. When I shop that way, there's always something that I'm like, oh, I don't really know what I want to do with this. I already have another plan for breakfast that I forgot about. And so now I have this extra food and I don't know if it's going to last before it goes bad. You know, that sort of wishful thinking, that sort of, I'm just going to sort of make a buffet of options for myself to choose from during the week is really fun. Like, it feels kind of nice to have a million options to choose from, but it's not necessarily a good financial choice or a good environmental choice. It makes a lot more sense to meal plan. So if you know exactly what you're going to eat, then you know exactly what you need to buy. You're not buying because something seems like it's fun or delicious or you want to try it. You're buying it because it has a purpose. You're going to use it in a recipe on Tuesday night or whenever. So I know that doesn't sound super fun, but I do have a pantry staples list and a free weekly meal planner that I share with people who sign up for my email newsletter. So you get these two downloads. It's really helpful. And the pantry staples list is tailored to a simple, real food kitchen. It is not full of processed foods. It's very simple, basic ingredients that you can use to assemble nourishing meals for your family every day. So I'm going to have a link to that for you in the show notes. And once you have this pantry that's set up, then I want you to shop from your pantry. I want you to slow down. And again, this is another thing we need to do before we even go to the store. You know, food waste can be prevented before we even buy anything just by thinking through what we're going to buy. So if I know that I have all of these things in my pantry, I'm going to build my meal plan around those items. So this is the difference between, you know, what do I want to have for dinner tonight? I'm kind of craving tacos. That's one approach to looking in the pantry and saying, okay, I see I have some quinoa and I have black beans and I have whatever, and using that to make the meal. So if you're starting with the dish in mind, you're typically going to end up needing more ingredients and more components. But if you can shop your pantry and set up simple meals based off of the food that you already have, you're usually going to spend less money and you're going to avoid food waste, which, I mean, food waste is money in the trash. So those are two of the most important tips. If you do nothing else to try to prevent food waste, meal planning and shopping your pantry are some of the best options. And don't feel too limited in thinking that the pantry is only dry goods. You know, let's stretch that out and think the fridge and the freezer too. You know, I actually recommend that before you even meal plan, I want you to go through your fridge and see what is on the verge of expiring. What needs to be eaten now before it goes bad? We don't want to put anything else on the list until we take care of that stuff, because that stuff is money in the trash and it's food that's going to contribute to pollution. So that's what we want to do for that part. It sounds simple, and it is simple, but for many people, this is a habit change. This is a shift away from a more relaxed shopping style that you might use, and it takes a little time to go through that thinking. So I want to make sure that you know that I have lots of blog posts and content about this. I love helping people meal plan. It's kind of a chore. I know it's not everybody's favorite, but it's a way to simplify your life, to save money, and to eat healthier. So it's shocking how many benefits come from this one action. All right. I promise you that this would be a short episode, and it is, because, you know, I could go into depth here and share all kinds of TikTok hacks about food storage and regrowing produce, and all of those things are great. And I've shared a lot of those things on my blog posts about frugal food hacks and things like that. Like, those are great. But honestly, if the main cause of food waste is that the food goes bad before we use it, or we make too much and it goes bad, then we just have to focus on that. It's not about how can I make this 25-pound case of whatever fruit lasts before it goes bad. It's about how do I make sure that cilantro doesn't mold? How do I make sure that, you know, these other items that I have stay fresh until I need them? And I think the solution to that question is actually changing how you think about it. Instead of how do I make this last until I need it, you don't need it yet, right? You don't need those things yet, so we don't need to buy them unless we need them. So if you know what you're going to make, then get the cilantro. You know, if we focus on shopping for the things we need for the week, then we don't have to use all kinds of clever hacks and things, because that food's not going to last that long because you're going to use it. You don't have to be super creative and try anything new or wild here. It's really as simple as meal planning, shop your pantry, and eat your leftovers. Those are three things you can do to fight food waste, to help the planet, and to make the most of your money, because we don't want to be the people who are throwing away $1,500 or more. I don't want to be that person. I want to have that money to invest in other things that matter to me. So those are our strategies. I really want you to check out the show notes. If you want that pantry staples list or the meal planner and you're ready to start, head to the show notes to get that link. Head to milkglasshome.com to see all kinds of content about setting up a simple, sustainable life. And I will see you next week. Take care.